Welcome to Podfic a Week, the podcast of fanfiction audiobooks. This week's fanfiction is a brief conversation between Falco Grice and Levi Ackerman from Attack on Titan. This is Conversation by Neo Lavender. A sudden weight on his right shoulder jostled Falco awake from his sleep. He glanced to his right and immediately blushed when he saw Gabby dozed off with her head resting on his shoulder. His blush deepened when he remembered that they were not alone in the cramped train compartment. He nervously looked up. Levi was sitting quietly in front of him, but Falco relaxed again when he realized that the old man was unaware of the casual intimacy he shared with Gabby. His attention seemed to be directed only to the emerald bolo tie he was caressing with his remaining fingers. Falco couldn't help but be curious.
"It's beautiful," he said.
Levi looked up in surprise.
"What?"
"The bolo tie."
Falco pointed at the object with his left hand so as to not wake Gabby up.
"Where did you get it?"
"It isn't mine. It belonged to the commander before Hanji. I don't think you know him."
Falco was intrigued by Levi's change in tone. It was much softer and quieter.
"I see. What was he like?"
Levi glanced to the passing scenery through the window, one corner of his lips turned upward just slightly. He took his time before replying.
Crazy, a brilliant bastard whom I owe my life to.
He believed in me so much that I'm sure he'd invest in my tea shop if he were still alive.
Falco laughed at that. "Your business just started. It's normal to have a slow start. It'll get busier in no time."
"Erwin would have come every morning from day one for a cup of peppermint tea. It helps with digestion."
Falco chuckled. "You seem close to him."
Levi looked at Falco and then to his bolo tie. When he returned his gaze to Falco, his expression was closed and guarded, but his eye alone spoke a thousand emotions that made Falco shiver slightly.
"He's the most important person in my life, but I don't think even that's a good enough description."
Somehow, Falco silently agreed. He felt like there was something else hidden between the lines and that facial expression that even Levi himself couldn't properly articulate. Before Falco could say anything, Levi smiled warmly at him.
"Erwin would have loved to meet you, Bratz. He didn't tell me, but I could tell he loves kids. What a big sap."
Falco grinned.
"You mean like you?"
Levi's face scrunched in disgust, making Falco laugh out loud. Gabby was awoken instantly from the noise and from how hard Falco's shoulders shook.
What's going on?
She looked around in confusion, still half asleep.
Are we there yet?
Oh no.
Falco stopped laughing and turned to Gabby guiltily.
Sorry, we didn't mean to wake you up.
You mean you didn't mean to wake her up?
Levi added, deadpan, to which Falco responded with rolling eyes. Gabby stretched her arms and legs before standing up.
"It's fine. I need to go to the toilet anyway. Be right back."
And with that, Gabby excused herself and left the compartment.
"So,"
Levi started, Falco's attention turning back to him.
"You and Gabby, huh?"
Falco knew he was blushing from the way his face warmed up.
Where did you get that idea from?
Levi shrugged nonchalantly.
"I may only have one eye, but I'm not blind, kid."
For some reason, Falco felt like it'd be pointless to hide his feelings from Levi. The man wouldn't believe him if he lied, anyway. So he merely said, body slumped into a comfy seat,
"I don't think she likes me back. I already confessed to her before."
Levi hummed.
"During the war? Did she reject you?"
Falco scratched his cheek nervously.
Yeah. During the war and... not quite. She didn't really say anything about it."
Levi looked at him with sympathy.
"Gabby is tunnel-visioned, especially when it comes to the war. I don't think the brat had any time to think of anything else back then. That was her priority."
Falco listened carefully. Something told him that Levi's words were based on his own experience as well.
"But you both have all the time in the world now, so you can take it slow and give it another go. Your fate should be more fortunate than ours."
There it was. That quiet and soft tone again. Falco glanced at Levi's fingers just in case and saw the man absentmindedly caressing the bolo tie again.
At this point, it wasn't only Falco's feelings that were exposed. He had a good idea who Levi was talking about just now. It wasn't entirely about him and Gabby.
You know, hearing this might make you cringe, Falco said.
Levi raised one of his eyebrows at this, intrigued.
But your words remind me that we've never properly thanked you for everything you did for us. I think Gabby feels the same too, so
thank you, Levi. Falco expected Levi to cringe, but the man looked surprised instead. Scratch that, he looked absolutely shocked. Was it really shocking to hear him say thank you, or was it because of something else? Falco had no idea. After a few seconds, Levi recovered from the shock and coughed into his fist to dissipate the tension.
No worries. Maybe I'm just destined to babysit homicidal brats. That's what I've been doing all my life anyway.
Falco choked, hearing Levi's dark humor. But before he was able to respond, Gabby opened the compartment door and sat back down next to Falco. She glared harmlessly at Levi.
Don't you think I didn't catch that last one? What was that about homicidal brats again?
Nothing.
Levi shrugged, feigning innocence.
Anyway, have I ever told you that I used to be a thief before I joined the Survey Corps?
What, really?
This seemed to distract Gabby from the previous subject entirely. Falco couldn't say that it didn't distract him either.
How did that happen?
Levi crossed his arms in front of his chest and leaned back in his seat before telling the story to the both of them.
I used to live in the underground with Farlan and Isabel. They're my friends, but feel more like family, he said as he eyed the two teenagers in front of him, a hint of familiarity reflected in his eyes.
Anyway, crime is normal in the underground, and stealing is part of our daily life, but one day, I met... Well, Levi cut his story short to turn to Gabby. I already told Falco about Erwin just now, but basically, he's the Survey Corps' commander then. Levi then returned to his story again, turning to both of them. One day, Erwin and his squad went to the underground. He found that he... Levi continued his story, with eyes full of nostalgia, while Falco and Gabby listened in awe. Falco realized that it's probably the most they'd heard Levi talk, but Falco didn't complain. In fact, he hoped that Levi would talk more about himself in the future so that he and Gabby could perhaps get to know the deeper meaning behind the bolo tie. Maybe Levi would even become that stereotypical grandpa who loves to tell past stories to the youngsters over and over again until the youngsters complained annoyingly. Falco smiled. He wouldn't complain in the slightest. He'd sit and hear every little thing Levi had to tell. He knew Levi deserved that, and he hoped, at the very least, that Levi knew that too.
The end.
This has been Conversation by Neo Lavender. If you're interested in your own podfic, head on over to zipcodeman.name/submit to submit your fic. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you back here next week for the next Podfic a Week.